Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The struggle that goes on every day is a struggle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. It's a struggle that goes on particularly in our own spirits, but it's also a struggle that goes on in the larger world. Jesus was an ambassador for the light. And this morning we have a story of one of the instances where Jesus used his ambassadorship. He moved into a situation where there was great need, a man who was, in our terms today, mentally ill, severely mentally ill. And he moved toward the situation with deep compassion. He was going to do everything that he could to heal that man, to make that man better. And so he did that, and the result was remarkable. The man was healed. And when the villagers came, having seen the man out among the tombs, seeing him next to Jesus, sitting and calm, they really couldn't believe it. And the man was so full of exuberance over what had happened to him because his life had been changed by this act of compassion on the part of Jesus, that he wanted to follow Jesus on the way, like so many others. But what Jesus did, and this is important, he sent him back home. Go back to your village and witness that the power of God has made you well. Jesus was an ambassador for the light, and what Jesus wants from each one of us is to bring that same spirit of compassion for each one of us to be ambassadors for the light of God as well. Now, what I want to do this morning is spend time on the other side of the coin, the forces of darkness, which we tend to underestimate or ignore, both in ourselves and in our world. Look at the culture of fear that Jesus was entering as he crossed the Sea of Galilee and entered the land of the Gerasenes. The people in that land were so afraid of this man that they had pushed him away. He didn't have any clothes on. Nobody was looking after him. And he was living among the tombs, in a real sense. He was a member of the walking dead, totally outcast. And one of the things that the forces of darkness do, and perhaps we can reflect on this too, it separates people from each other. And when we see a situation that really is different, like this man suffering from his mental illness, we want to distance ourselves from it. We don't want to move toward it. We don't know what to do. We're afraid. Just let it be. So that's one of the things that happens when the power of darkness is at work. It separates people from each other with attitudes. This person's different from who I am. This person has a problem. I don't like this person for a particular reason. The forces of darkness. Now, one of the things I found extremely interesting about the story was when Jesus greets the Gerasene demoniac, the man suffering from severe mental illness. The man says, "What have you had to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to torment me?" And right away, the question in my mind is this the man speaking? Or are these the demons who are inhabiting this man. The forces of darkness are so strong. The force of possession, being possessed by a bad spirit, the old Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. The perversity in our own spirits about things, the battle that goes on, looking out for our own needs versus living generously for others, the bad spirits that dwell in us, that isolate us, that separate us. Can you identify that kind of a spirit in yourself? The spirits, the demons, are strong. And the healing process, Jesus is casting them out. But what is so interesting is the spirits, the demons, they want to negotiate with Jesus. They say, Jesus, please don't send us into the abyss. Send us over to these pigs over here. Well, why didn't Jesus just send them to the abyss? Didn't he have the power? Maybe the forces of darkness are stronger because these forces were dogging Jesus throughout his ministry. And eventually it was the forces of darkness that took him down. But anyway, Jesus doesn't send them to the abyss and gives them permission to enter the swine. So their life continues in the swine. And what happens to the swine is the swine go headlong over this cliff into the sea, into the lake. And so the demons have created a different problem. They've destroyed the livelihood of the countryside. Meanwhile, all these bystanders are just nonplussed. I mean, they were amazed that Jesus healed this man that they didn't believe had any chance of being healed. And now their economic well-being is being taken away from them. So they're just plain scared. The culture of fear gets bigger, and they cannot wait to have Jesus leave their land. May not be perfect here as we struggle with our light and our darkness, but Jesus, you're really messing us up and we cannot deal with this. One of the things about the powers of darkness is so often they're strongest among the people who are strong in the light. It's like the forces of darkness are attracted to somebody like Jesus. They're going to do everything they can to take him down. So the battle goes on in our own spirits between that spirit of light and spirit of darkness. When we come to a place like this on Sunday morning, we need to open ourselves to that healing power that helps us live more on the side of light and less on the side of darkness. We need help to struggle with our demons. We need that healing. We need that spiritual energy that helps us press into life, to stand tall with compassion, the way Jesus did, to have courage, because darkness separates us from all kinds of things that bring value to our lives. So the struggle goes on all the time. We need healing. We need inspiration. When we gather in a place like this on a Sunday morning, we're asking God's Spirit to be present with us, to give us the things that we need, to heal us up, to keep us strong, so that we can press into life in those places where God has placed each one of us, those relationships where only you and I can make a difference, so that the light of God can shine brightly. Yes, that day in the land of the Gerasenes, Jesus did a great piece of work. But the forces of darkness were not finished. They would wait for another opportune time. And so too, we must be vigilant, searching for the love and power and hope that God can give us. We need to continue on as best we can as ambassadors for Christ and offer ministries to others, especially those caught in darkness, that bring hope and compassion.